The topic here is Winamp. Now, first of all, let me preface this by saying that Winamp has been around for years and years and years. I think it was about 2 years ago, there was a rumor that a new version of it was going to be released. That has never happened. It started out as a program written by the folks at Nullsoft. Then it was taken over by AOL. Then it kind of went away and it sat there dormant for a while. But a lot of people like it. They like it because it's a pretty simple interface and it just works. These days, if you buy a computer and you don't install anything to play media, the player that you will get is something called Groove Music. And I'm sure that Groove Music does a wonderful job of playing various things. It'll play videos, it'll play audio, it'll play just about anything you want. But for us, it's a kind of a difficult interface to use. It's a little bit clunky. A lot of us harken back to older and simpler days when things like Winamp were around. Now, originally, of course, most machines had Windows Media Player. I stopped using Windows Media Player a long time ago because I didn't like the fact that, for some reason, the volume that you got out of Windows Media Player, even if you turned it up all the way, was much lower than other things like my screen reader. And it just drove me crazy to have audio so far down. Winamp does not have that problem. Winamp has become so popular that JAWS even incorporated a bunch of scripts for those who want to use Winamp. So when you get JAWS, if you download Winamp, you will and install it, you'll have scripts. So let's go to the desktop here.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Microsoft Edge, 16 of 34.
Okay, I will do it.
Winamp, 20 of 34.
We'll start Winamp.
Winamp 5.666, build 3516.
Okay, now this is the latest version of Winamp that I have. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do a JAWS key plus H, which will give you an idea of how many keystrokes there are that you can use with Winamp.
Use the following odd keys in the Winamp main window, colon, link to toggle the status of the Winamp main window, press Alt plus W, link to open slash close the equalizer, press Alt plus G, link to open slash close the library, press Alt plus L, link to open slash close the playlist editor, press Alt plus E, link to open slash close the video window, press Alt plus V, link to disable the mini browser, press Alt plus T, link to move between open windows within Winamp, press Control plus Tab, link to jump to the relative time, press Alt plus Shift plus J, link to repeat the move to the last relative time, press Alt plus J, link to speak the status of the shuffle and repeat modes, press Alt plus Shift plus S, link to speak the statuses of all Winamp windows, press Shift plus Insert plus W, time marker commands, colon, to set a time marker, press M, link to jump to a specific time marker, press Alt plus Shift plus M, link to remove a time marker, press Control plus Shift plus M, link to import slash export time markers, press Control plus Alt plus Shift plus M, current track commands, colon, link to toggle the time display, press Control plus T, link to speak the length of the current track, press Control plus JAWS key plus T, link to speak the elapsed time, press Alt plus Shift plus T, link to speak the time remaining, press Control plus Shift plus T, link to review the end of the current track, press Alt plus R, link to select the review time, press Control plus Insert plus R, link to speak the current track title, press Alt plus Control plus T, link to show current track info in the virtual viewer, press Insert plus Shift plus T, press Escape to close this message.
So as you can see, there's an awful lot you can do with this. Now, one of the keystrokes they did not mention, and it's a good one, and you can't find this in some of the other players, is that in Winamp, you can move through a file by using your left and right arrows. So I'm going to close Winamp here.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Winamp, 20 of 34.
I'm going to go to
Console Connection Archives, 26
okay,
of 34.
Yeah, this is a good one to go to, I guess.
Console Connection Archives.
Shameless plug, I guess, which, because this is my podcast.
Connection 0120.mp3.
So I'm now going to open Winamp, and we'll start listening to Console Connection for January of 2020.
Items view, multi-select list box, connection. Zoom. Alert. Hit post attendee-quibic.txt 1. Steve Presser.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
It's the start of a new year, the beginning of a new decade.
Arrows.
And you're listening to the January edition of Conference on.
To move forward.
Line. When the powers that be decided that they were going to take me out of the science class. Now, Braille.
So we move a bit more forward.
Going to reauthorize
Ryan's
the rehabilitation
still
funded by the film. As if the system says
Ryan's
no,
still talking.
Asked to get it.
You know, the worst thing that can happen to anybody that goes onto your website is that they get there and they can't use the method that they like the best. And I think I read a statistic somewhere that's...
Okay, so I wanted to pause that. But as you can see, we can easily move through a file. So if you've got a long podcast that you're listening to and you want to skip a bunch of stuff, you can do it. I don't remember a lot of the other keystrokes that are there. And you know, of course, I just consult the help screen when I need them. I primarily use Winamp to just play things. Obviously, you can go to streaming files on a website. You can download that kind of things. There are also a number of different plugins for Winamp. Some of them are visual effects. Some of them are other things. You can put in plugins that do things like keep all of your levels constant. So no matter what, you know, podcasts are recorded at different volumes many times, and you can put in a plugin that keeps all of the files at the same level so you don't have to jockey the volume control up and down. And that can be very useful. I even found a plugin last night that will allow you to create very weird sonic effects with Winamp. It's called a vocoder, and it's very strange. Unfortunately, the problem with a lot of the plugins is that they are old. This particular one that I found was written in 2003, and I don't even think the website for it is up anymore. So if you're going to play around with plugins, you can do it, but you're kind of on your own. So again, if you're looking for a program and you expect a lot of support, I would say don't use something like Winamp. But if you're looking for something that's simple and flexible and powerful, and you don't mind doing a little bit of work on your own to figure out all the nitty-gritty details, then I would say Winamp is the thing to use.
I think VLC also lets you jump with a left and right arrows and some of these other things.
I think there is a link on the Vibug website that will allow you to download the latest version of Winamp.
There is a couple more keystrokes just to mention to people, Steve. One is your up and down arrows will change your volume while you're playing a file. Another nice one is Control J you can jump to a specific time in a file. And the other three, which are nicely laid out, is if you open a file in Winamp, the letter X will start playing the file, the letter C will pause it, and the letter V will stop it. Very mnemonic.
And there are some other ones that you can do if you have several files open. Say, for instance, you open up a folder with an album in it. There are ways to go from track to track to track in the album, and you can go back and forth that way too. So it can be a full-blown audio player.
Yeah, it will even. You can even set it up to play your CDs too.
Yep, you can. You can.
Yeah. Can you guys discuss a little bit about the process of, so an example of a podcast and how you would get it to interact with Winamp?
It would, if you had a link to a file on a site, and Winamp is your default player, which I've set it up so Winamp is my default music player.
Okay, gotcha.
If you go to that link and you're given the choice to open the file, as soon as you open it, it'll start playing in Winamp.
So if I have a file that is currently in Groove Music, but I don't want to play it with Groove Music because I want to be able to use some of those commands, can I do open with somewhere and open that file in Winamp?
So what I would do instead of that is I would go into settings and under apps and features and default apps, and go in there, and there is a series of buttons, and you can tell it to use Winamp for all music files, for instance, or all video files. And once you've set that up as the default, then it won't get grabbed away again, where I'm afraid the open with, I'm not sure whether that's going to stick once you come back to it.
The thing that's nice about Winamp, Jeanette, is you have much more control over a file in Winamp than you do in Groove Music.
Is there a reason that you would ever want to use Groove Music?
Not
specifically?
Really.
Because in that case, you're better off just making Winamp your default for everything that you ever want to play. Music, videos, and, you know, MP3s, MP4s, WAV files, CDs, just go for the works and don't use Groove Music at all.
Will it recognize M4A files, Steve?
It certainly will. You go to the page for the Vibug demos, and up at the top of the page, there's a little spiel that says you'll need a player on your system, and there's a link, I think, that'll take you right to a download for Winamp.
Yeah.
Does this work on things like YouTube videos and other types of videos?
YouTube, I think, uses its own player. If I want to keep something that I found on YouTube that I really like and I just absolutely have to have it, there's a program called Ponce Media Downloader that will let you grab stuff off of YouTube, and you can get the full video, you can convert it to MP3 or WAV or M4A or do just about anything you want. And it's one of the nicest, neatest interfaces I've ever seen for that.
How do you spell Ponce?
P-O-N-T-E-S.
And even if you're in Winamp itself and you do F1 for help, you'll get a 404 error because the site's no longer up. Yeah. So you're really on your own.
Well, is there another player that is more supported that we should potentially migrate to now?
Some people like Fubar, and I don't know if that's currently active or whether that's another legacy player. F-U-B-A-R. No, I guess it's F-O-O-B-A-R.
It's probably F-O-O. Fubar.
Yeah, I think it's Fubar.
Yeah. And then there's VLC. The thing I like about VLC, one of the things, it's available on, you know, your i. You can get it for the iDevice, your Linux, your Mac, your, you know, everything.
Across platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question was, does this also work with QuickTime, the Mac player?
But I think Winamp plays QuickTime files.
Can it hook into like streaming music services at all, like Spotify or anything like that?
I don't know about Spotify, but you can use like a Shoutcast stream, a .pls list. You can connect to an M3U that's on a website.
Yeah.
Spotify's got wrappers around it, and you probably can't unless you can pull the direct stream URL out of
I think
source
that's
of a Spotify link or something.
You know, Winamp for purposes of today's world, doesn't exist.
I tried transcribing a file, you know, from the computer, and I tried to do it on Windows Media Player. And finally, I had to, you know, like copy it to my Victor Reader stream to listen to it from there, because I could only rewind it all the way back to the beginning. You know, like I couldn't do like a partial rewind.
Yeah.
Like maybe Winamp, for a couple of seconds. And I'm wondering if Winamp has that ability.
Yes, it does. Each time you press the left or right arrow key, it moves you by 5 seconds.
Because I like transcribing directly from the computer than from another device. It's so much easier to go.
Well, that's what you need to do. Get Winamp and you'll be able to go back and forth. And as Tim had said earlier, not only can you do rewinds like that, but you can jump to a specific place in the file. You can create time markers in the file so that, for instance, you know, if you know that there's something at 15 minutes and 28 seconds, you can put a time marker there and then jump to that time marker when you want to.
It's got an instant pause. So if you hit the letter C while you're playing, it instantly pauses. And when you hit C again, it'll start playing again.
We have a set of shortcuts. We have a list of all the shortcuts we have for the Winamp. If I am playing a, you know, folder, because I have a couple of files in a folder, songs in a folder, and then I want to skip to the next song, how do I do that one?
I believe the Z and the B keys move you either to previous or next track.
Yeah, is there a cheat sheet anywhere?
I don't know where that would be. I mean, there used to be a lot of that kind of stuff when Winamp was, you know, being supported. There may be some somewhere. I'm not sure. Do you know, Tim?
I don't know if there's still a cheat sheet somewhere.